Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." I believe in praying to God. I believe that God works in and through our prayer. In my years as a pastor, I've spoken about prayer a lot, and I've encouraged daily prayer. 45 years ago, I had a puppet ministry in Toledo to entertain at nursing homes. Our very first skit was on prayer. One puppet was frustrated, and the other puppets explained how God answers prayer. The title of the skit was "Yes, No, Wait and See." The puppet skit taught that sometimes God says no to a prayer request, or other times we have to wait. The puppets talked about how parents tell their children sometimes no for their own good, for their safety, for their well-being. In all my years of ministry, I have never given a sermon on the last two verses of today's gospel reading. There's always been more than enough to talk about in this reading, especially troubled hearts, eternal dwelling places, the resurrection, Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. I've always avoided a sermon on the verse where Jesus says, "I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And then Jesus repeats himself, "If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." Now, as true as that puppet skit might be, these verses say something very different. Twice Jesus says, I will do whatever you ask in my name. Plus, he says it twice more in the next two chapters. I imagine every person here and every person hearing this message today at some point has been disappointed that a prayer hasn't been answered. In preparing this sermon, I thought of many examples where it felt like prayer wasn't answered. I thought of the 25-year-old woman in Toledo who died of cancer. We prayed in Jesus' name that she would live. I thought of my sister who died of COVID 4.5 years ago. We prayed in Jesus' name that she would be healed. I thought of baby Allison in Toledo when I was a young pastor. Oh, how we prayed in Jesus' name for this baby. There were prayer chains all over the country. But Allison lived only 6 weeks. In my mind's eye, I can still picture that baby's coffin. It was a difficult funeral and a difficult sermon to preach. Allison would be about 45 years old now, but she only got 6 weeks. How do these verses apply to that situation? Jesus said, I will do whatever you ask in my name. We asked in his name. Why didn't he do what we asked? I think it's a fair question. I think it's a fair question for Allison's situation, but in so many other situations. I've struggled with this for a long time. This past week, I have read the work of many Bible scholars and preachers. And trust me, a lot of preachers avoid these verses just as I have done over the years. I've studied a lot of Greek this past week, a lot. I studied the Greek of every single word in these verses. But in the end, it was that phrase, I will do, that bothered me. The Greek word for I will do is poieo. I studied that word a lot. And it means exactly what most translations say. I will do whatever you ask. I will do. But the wording of one Greek dictionary, just the way that it was worded, turned a light bulb on in my head. Poieo, this dictionary rightly reported, means to do something. That's what struck me. Could that be literally what Jesus meant? Whatever you ask in my name, I will do something. Now, I'm not really adding a word here. It sounds like I am. It sounds like I'm adding a word something. But I'm not. I'm translating the word poieo to be I will do something. Now, I could be wrong about this. I don't know of any translation that translates it this way, so it's my translation. Back in the day, I was in a pastor's weekly Bible study group where we would work on sermons for the coming week. And I can almost hear them, if I would bring that up at that lunch, I could hear them disagree with me because that seemed to happen a lot. They'd come up with these crazy ideas and I can just hear them disagree. But you know, I might be right. I'm suggesting that Jesus is promising that every prayer that we pray will be heard, and something will be done about every prayer. God did something in Allison's short 6-week life. In her funeral, I spoke about the love that flowed through her and to her and from her, and the community that she formed in her short life of people around the country. And just moments before she died, Allison looked up to her mom and dad, and she smiled. True story. She smiled. I believe Jesus did something there. A beautiful, holy gift for mom and dad. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving them soon. And he told them not to worry. Don't be troubled about this, he said. He was going to be dying the next day. But he would return and he would be with them always. Don't be worried. But Jesus knew his disciples would be troubled. It's part of life. So he told them what to do in their prayers. Pray. Pray in my name, he said. And he promised, when you do that, I will do something. I will do something about whatever you're asking. 500 years ago, Martin Luther preached a sermon on prayer that prayer doesn't replace our work as disciples. He used the example of praying for good crops. To answer that prayer, God does something. What does God do? He provides us with the ability, the knowledge and the strength to plant and to harvest. When we pray, God always does something. And with God, we always do something in response. There's a song by a musical group, Switchfoot. The title of the song is Hello, Hurricane. Here are some of the lyrics. I've been watching the skies. They've been turning blood red. Not a doubt in my mind anymore. There's a storm up ahead. Hello, Hurricane. You're not enough. Hello, Hurricane. You can't silence my love. I've got doors and windows boarded up. All your dead end fury is not enough. You can't silence my love. This song was inspired by a woman who lost her house and a leg in Hurricane Katrina. The members of the group helped build a Habitat for Humanity house. And they watched that woman walk into her new home. One of the authors of the song said, the storms of life might take my house, my loved ones, even my life, but they cannot silence my love. That's what Jesus promised. In life's storms, in life's troubles, there's always love. Love is our foundation. Just 5 verses before today's reading, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment. Love one another. In all the troubles, in all the fact that he was leaving them, love one another. Love will not be silent. Another song that summarizes this teaching of Jesus, I think, is a song by Rodgers and Hammerstein called You'll Never Walk Alone. Some of the lyrics go, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Walk on with hope in your heart. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. That's what Jesus was promising. When there are storms in your life, there's always hope. Now, I haven't forgotten today's sermon title, To God Be the Glory. Giving glory to God is central to the mission of Jesus and to this message. To use my new translation, whatever you ask in my name, I will do something so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We have an invitation. Pray. Ask for anything in my name. And we have a promise. I will do something. And we have a purpose so that God will be glorified. Now, when I started writing this sermon, after all of that research, I listened to one of my favorite songs, To God Be the Glory, my tribute, by Andre Crouch, as sung by Sissel, the Norwegian singer. And when I got to this part of the sermon, I played a version of the song by Emily, a member of the congregation I served for 32 years. She sang that song on my last Sunday at that church. I played Emily's version in a loop over and over. Literally, it gave me chills and tears. To God be the glory. This defines who we are as the church. To God be the glory. Jesus was saying, pray, church. Pray. Pray in my name. I will do something. To God be the glory. As Jesus was about to die on the cross, he gave us instructions. Pray in every hurricane. Jesus will do something. To God be the glory. Pray in every storm, and Jesus will do something, and to God be the glory. Pray in every illness, Jesus will do something, to God be the glory. Pray in every anxiety, Jesus will do something, to God be the glory. Pray in every worry, Jesus will do something, to God be the glory. Pray in every trouble. Jesus will do something. To God be the glory. Pray in every grief. God will do something. To God be the glory. Pray in every ministry of the church, large and small. Jesus will do something. And to God be the glory. Pray in every act of kindness. Jesus will do something, and to God be the glory. Pray in every act of forgiveness. Jesus will do something, and to God be the glory. Pray in every moment of serenity, peace, shalom, and Jesus will do something. And to God be the glory. Pray in every moment of joy. Jesus will do something. And to God be the glory. Let us pray. Think about your hurricanes and storms, your illnesses, your anxieties, your worries, your troubles, your griefs. But think also about the ministries that we have as church. Think about acts of kindness, acts of forgiveness, moments of serenity, peace, shalom, moments of joy that we have. And now listen to the voice of Jesus who speaks to us now. I am always with you. I will hear your every prayer. And I promise, Jesus says, I promise you, I will do something for you. And to God be the glory.